This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On now to the latest from Espoo, Finland. Rovio, the Finnish company that makes Angry Birds, is, get this, launching a television show based on its crazily popular video game. The debut is this weekend. It's animated. You can see it through the app on your phone or broadcast if you're overseas. Sally Herships reports now on the business of migrating Angry Birds from tiny screen to television.
The birds in Angry Birds should be happy. It's gone from a 99-cent app on your phone to its own 3-minute cartoons. The game launched about 4 years ago.
There were other mobile games that debuted alongside it, but I can't name any of them.
Evan Narcisse writes for video game blog Kotaku. Angry Birds' success has created merchandise deals. Narcisse says the brand is so popular, the Angry Birds t-shirt is the new Bart Simpson shirt. But remember, Bart got his start on TV, which is where Angry Birds is heading.
In a traditional circumstance, Angry Birds might be a show on the Cartoon Network.
That's Mark Robichaux, editor of Multichannel News. He says Angry Birds' migratory path from game to TV bypasses TV networks. Players can download animations on their phones. Robichaux says that way the company can keep advertising profits, which would otherwise go someplace like the Cartoon Network.
Now look, I'll tell you something right now. I've seen a teaser for the cartoon. This is not highbrow entertainment.
The cartoons feature the same characters as the game. There's violence, but more like a scene from The Smurfs than Call of Duty, which Kellogg School of Management professor Tim Kalkin says is a big reason the brand is so successful.
They're not just reaching gamers. They're reaching just huge numbers of people.
Rovio is a private company, so we don't know exactly what it's worth. But analysts estimate it's several billion dollars. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.